Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord.
I didn't say a single chapter because I'm going to read a couple. There's actually two gospel lessons that are designated for today. Our first one anticipates or forecasts the coming of the Holy Spirit. This is John's Pentecost, a little bit different from the account in the Acts of the Apostles. So since the first lesson from John chapter 7 forecast, I thought I would give you the whole deal. On the last day of the festival of booths, the great day, while Jesus was standing in the temple, he cried out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." Now Jesus said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive. For as yet there was no Spirit, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Then on that resurrection day, when it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Judeans, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. And I would like to invite the children to come forward to begin our good news lesson on the Holy Spirit and confirmation. And yes, you can have a seat right up there. That's just wonderful. Now, as you may know, I'm kind of a shy person. It's a Lutheran thing, right? And even though I'm not from Minnesota, my wife is, so I come by it pretty naturally. But when I'm shy and sometimes don't know what to say, sometimes might not even know what to say about Jesus being with us, you know what I do? I get out my Holy Spirit hat and put it on my head. Do you remember where this came from? I believe. Yes, you guys made it last year. And it's still good because the Spirit... Does the Spirit just be good for 1 year? No, the Spirit is good forever. So I put on my Holy Spirit hat, and I am encouraged by the Spirit to speak good news to you. In the lesson that Marie started, what did God send on people's heads to remind them that yes, they had spirits or tongues of fire. Do we see any of those today? No. Do you have any? No. When we sometimes might be fearful or wondering what to say or listening for God's word to us, we do have fire of the Holy Spirit in us. But where do you think that is? In our hearts, yes. Because the Spirit promises to be with us always, whether we're wearing our hat or whether we have tongues of fire or whether our hearts of faith are open. Today we give thanks that Jesus promises and breathes on us with life and the Spirit that will always be with us. Always be with us. And that we will know that we are always children of God. So we don't always need a hat all the time. And I'm too shy to wear it for the rest of the service, I can tell you that. But pictures afterwards. So we give thanks this day for our confirmands, who are giving thanks that the Spirit will be with them, but we give thanks all together because the Spirit just doesn't come to these three. It's come to all of us, right? In our baptism and in our community and in our faith. So let's give thanks for the Spirit that leads us. And you know what the Spirit sends us to do? To share that Spirit of love and life with one another. Let's gather around for a prayer. Can't pray without. Okay. Almighty God, we give you thanks that you bind us together by your Holy Spirit and that you make rivers of living water flow from our hearts. We give thanks for these children, for our confirmands, and all who are gathered here this day. Remind us always that your Spirit of life and love is with us and that you send us to be instruments of your peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Can we all say amen? Amen. Amen. Thank you all very much. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Well, maybe as I was foreshadowing, it's been said that the Holy Spirit is the shy member of the Trinity. A lot of times it's really kind of third place, bringing up the rear. And as I said, maybe that's because the Holy Spirit was hanging out in Minnesota too long. I don't know. And reading the Gospel of John, Pentecost is a more intimate experience, is it not? Our lesson today, that first part in chapter 7, forecasts that the Spirit will be given. John's Pentecost story comes in this way. Jesus breathes the Spirit of life, of love, of calling upon all of us. Receive the Holy Spirit, Jesus says. No fire, no speaking in tongues, but a lasting connection of life with Christ Jesus. The breath of life is in the disciples and in us as well. The Holy Spirit is in our hearts. And now, as Jesus says, to be sent, even as he was sent, to be sent as I am sent, it's an extraordinary line, a clear mission will dispel the fear and confusion of our hearts. That's the truth of our confirmands this day, to receive the Holy Spirit, for Zoe, for Adam, for Jenny. Well, not to receive it anew, but to remember and to give thanks, to affirm, to be reminded for the breath of life, the water of life, the true relationship with God in Christ Jesus, which gives life, has been upon them, and it doesn't leave. Received in baptism, received once more in communion, and in the community of believers. Today, with these confirmands, we all celebrate that from our hearts, from their hearts, shall flow rivers of living waters that give life to those whom you encounter, whom the Holy Spirit directs you to, guides you toward. That will be your mission in life, Zoe, Adam, and Ginny, inspired by the Spirit of God. We all celebrate this day in community with them, that this has always been and always will be our promise also, to be sent as Jesus was sent, to have rivers of living waters flow from our hearts and wash over others with the breath, with the water, with the words of life, to trust and believe in our calling to follow Jesus the Christ, to bring life in his name. Now, the Pentecost account in the book of Acts does not describe a shy spirit. Rushing wind, tongues of fire, xenoglossia, speaking in foreign tongues. As Marie so poignantly asks, what does this mean? Don't we all ask that? Just the folks gathered there, we all ask. And Peter is not shy about confronting those who ask. Peter seems to lay on the fireworks, blood, fire, smoky mist, prophecies. Get ready for the last day. A bit different from Jesus saying, peace be with you. Breathing, sending. I wonder if in this Pentecost account, God's deed of power had already happened. God's deed of power was in the speaking of unification, that even though there were many tongues, many languages, there was a common understanding of spirit, of God's life, of God's desire for all to have life in Christ Jesus. We are one in the spirit. We are so often unwilling or unable to hear one another. But in this story, everybody hears. Nobody is excluded. In John's community and Paul's, you can name any of the early Christian communities, there was this problem of folks being excluded. Sometimes it was the Christians being set out. Sometimes they were arguing among themselves. Certainly, if we reflect on our life today, how difficult it is for us to hear one another, to listen to one another, to somehow be bound by the Spirit that we all, from our heart, become rivers of living waters. So, obviously, the Spirit is not so much about languages as opening hearts to hear, which is like hearts flowing with rivers of living water. We are sent to hear one another, to regard one another, to value one another, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ Jesus to one another, regardless of language or skin or nationality. I hesitate because it may be even that we are called regardless of religion. We are sent to give life. We are sent as Jesus was sent by the Holy Spirit. How could we go otherwise? That's the blessing of the Spirit upon you three today, but upon all of us and the whole church. Adam, Zoe, Ginny, upon all of us. But we got to remember in that gospel lesson and give thanks that this blessing comes from Jesus and from the hands that had the marks of the nails. Because if I were to ask any of us, do we always follow the mission upon which we are sent? Are we always rivers of living waters flowing from our hearts and giving life to one another? It's not true. Whether by confusion or fear, or by our own willfulness, or by the sheer reality that we can't impact all who are in need. But Jesus' hands are raised in forgiveness, in the promise of life. He bore the failure of us to give life, to follow completely. And so he bore our death. And now, this day, this Pentecost day, this resurrection day, in forgiveness, in oneness with Christ, in the unity of the mission to share God's gift of life with others, the Spirit will lead us. That is our prayer for these young people, for Zoe, for Adam, for Ginny. Perhaps this was all Luther was trying to say, or what he was understanding when he said, I think in the Spirit and of the Spirit, sin boldly. Trust and believe in the forgiveness of sin, the communion of saints, the resurrection and the life. Amen. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.